Yeah, okay, it's 4:30, time to call to order the Town of Discovery Bay Park and Rec's committee meeting, excuse me. Can I get a roll call, please?
Roll call's been taken, let the record show all members are present.
Thank you. This is the time for public comments. If there's any members of the public in the room or online that wants to address the board about anything not on tonight's agenda, this is your opportunity. Kelly, is anyone online?
There's no one on the line.
Terry, or?
Were you gonna talk about the new landscaping up and down the boulevard?
Yes, we will, that's on the agenda tonight.
Okay.
All right, well then, if there's no public comments, we'll close public comments, and I'll ask for approval on the draft minutes from last meeting.
Yeah, I'll move to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, and I.
Okay, then we'll move forward with presentations. Anka.
Hi, everyone. Sorry about that. So I'm here to discuss with you the new design for the new patio area that we proposed a while back. If you recall, the originally planned to concrete that whole area.
Yeah, please continue, sorry.
Oh, okay. We plan to concrete that whole area, and then once we started digging to kind of make sure that whatever we had going on underground would be okay to concrete that whole area, we just uncovered a mess. So to play it safe, we've come up with a new design so that should we ever have to get under there, although we do have new piping and we've redone everything, we would just rather be cautious so we don't have to put so much money into concrete and then, heaven forbid, have to jackhammer it up for something down the line. So we've come up with a design. I'm so sorry. I got distracted there. To do pavers and artificial turf. So you can see in the design what we would do here. This isn't the exact pattern of the pavers. This is just to kind of give an example. It should be in your packet, and it's also on the board. So we'll still continue with the idea of the all-inclusive music area to kind of reach that new demographic of younger children to come and enjoy the area, along with seating. The concept of everything still stays the same. It would just be paver stones and synthetic turf instead of all concrete. But everything else pretty much is still the same. What do you, any comments about that? Any other suggestions you can think of before we start pricing everything out?
When you said you ran into a mess, for like, is it like old pipes or wires?
It was exposed wires that we did. We called the USA ticket. Everything was done, killed the power, did everything right, of course. But yeah, there was some exposed wiring. There was irrigation lines that went horizontal, vertical. None of us can figure out why that some lines were just about 2 inches above, under the surface, which should have been. So our crew took care of all of that, abandoned all the old, put in new Schedule 40 PVC. They've already put in a blank one, empty, so that we could run the wiring in a casing to allow for the irrigation and the timers and all of that kind of stuff. So it's all good to go.
Okay.
But I'd love to get any opinions or thoughts of the new design. What you think of that?
Well, I know you spent a lot of time on the previous design, and so this to me is very, very similar to that.
It is. It's just pavers and turf instead of
So certainly, I don't think there's any improvements that I could think of that you haven't already thought about. So I think it's a nice design, and you know, again, we started this process, you know, a while back, and you know, when we found out there was an issue, that's kind of like that stopped and forced us to do.
Well, and all that rain we had.
And all the rain, of course.
To it for quite a while. That really had to dry out.
The one thing I did notice, so basically with this new design, though, moving forward, so I'll lose the beer truck area basically. And
I talked to the synthetic turf, because I've already kind of put my feelers out there to see, do we think this would work? And they did recommend not ever putting a vehicle on that.
Sure.
But then we discussed it in staff and thought, you know, there's plenty of it. We can use the concrete area over here.
Yes,
there's
it is.
There's definitely other places, but you're correct. We would not want to do anything that we know could potentially hurt the new area.
No, at the end of the long run, this design is much more important than a beer truck location. So I just want to make that clear. But.
on your picture E, what's the anticipated lifespan of those shades?
You know, since doing this drawing, I don't know the answer to that. I can find out. But since doing this, and we had to get it into the packet early this time, I'm actually rethinking that. When I met with one of the synthetic turf companies, actually who did the turf out here, developed a relationship, I was like, I'd love to get your feedback on this. You're an expert at this kind of thing. And it was his recommendation that we actually not go with something like that. A job that he recently did, he was saying that getting permits for this, he said, you need an engineer's, but that the county really wants to make sure that if there's a 100-year storm or whatever they're calling it these days, that it will be safe. So I think as we get down the line, I would definitely still want to look into it. But even if we did the sleeves to put umbrellas strategically through that area to provide shade like we did at the pool, I think would also be a great idea.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that was my only concern, because those, I know this area is kind of protected from the wind since the way the building's shaped, but you know, wind tears up everything around here.
Oh,
so
it's for sure.
Hard to,
yeah.
But other than that, the design looks solid.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's unfortunate, because I love the sun shades, and they don't last in the UV.
Right.
But possibly doing something like you have right here, the pergola here, maybe doing an additional pergola on the side.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that might not be a bad way, just because you want some shade back there for.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, we would definitely have some sort of shade, just what that looks like. But if you liked this idea and I wanted to get the feedback, then now I can move forward with pricing and moving forward with it.
Great.
Any public comments? Anyone in the audience? Public comments? None? Okay. Nice presentation. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks.
There we go. All these agendas are friendly here. Painting PG&E box. Monica.
Oh. Okay. So we have the fantastic idea, which I'm really disappointed. I'm not sure if it worked out or not. We wanted to make sure that when we were looking into possibly painting the PG&E, the green utility boxes off the verge, that we had permission to do so. So I reached out, found a representative from PG&E. She was lovely to work with, by the way. Shout out to Stephanie. She kept trying to fight to allow us to be able to do this. And since every other city, when you drive around and you see them, PG&E, apparently those were done without permission. And so PG&E now has a compliance standard which prohibits the boxes from being painted by anyone other than an employee or somebody contracted with PG&E. And it even goes as far to say that the existing assets that have previously been painted will not be allowed to be freshened up or repainted going forward. They feel it's a liability for them. So unfortunately, we cannot do that.
Okay.
So we're talking, oh, I'm sorry.
I don't mean to interrupt, sorry.
No, okay.
One of the things I did over at my shop here, similar situation, right? Big ugly box, right in the middle of a pretty deal, is I got the variance amounts and I did a three-way enclosed fence. So that's a potential option if, not a fence, but you know, you've seen it. Over.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, no, and that's what I was actually.
Oh, good. Okay, sorry. I mean to steal
thunder. Yeah, we talked about what else could we do. Yeah. Perhaps we can even get some additional different, but the same, so that it is kind of buried with each other. The panels that have been put up along the wall, just to same thing, checking though to see how far out do we have to go. Something else to make it look nicer, some sort of art. So we are talking about that as
okay.
well.
Well, I think maybe once we get Clipper done and we go to phase two or three, that might be one of those things. Yeah, to look at it, go, what else can we do to make this?
Stand back, look at that part of the completion and see what can improve and enhance it.
And it might not even be that in your face at that point because of everything else.
Yeah, maybe it will blend. That's a good point.
Yeah, so.
Looks beautiful, but unfortunately, I didn't know.
Well, was it Stephanie?
Yeah, she was, the reason I say that is because she kept checking and checking, and I said, it looks so beautiful when you drive through these areas and you see how it represents the community, and she loves it too and just believes in art and kids, and so she kind of kept fighting for it and finally came back to me with their actual policy, and she said, I'm really sorry, I tried, and I said, I didn't expect you to do all that, so I appreciate it.
Any public comments regarding the PG&E boxes?
No, there's not.
Okay. Well, thanks for the update. And then Clipper Drive.
Good afternoon. Unfortunately, the slowdown a little bit on Clipper. Just a few different reasons. Weeds around town based on a very wet winter and a quick warm-up. Been an issue for us, so we've kind of had to disperse and tackle that. Same goes for the grass at all the parks, weeds at all the parks, so we've been kind of handcuffed that way. I've been trying to use the core as much as I can. I only get them two weeks a month, and then I try to add additional weeks, but they have to fit it in between some of their other contracts, so it's not a perfect fit.
Increased lead time, could we have more core time, or is that...
We can talk about this in the discussion item, but the best way to guarantee time, labor time, is to have a contract. So whether that's $20,000 or $50,000...
It's a dollar amount.
In discussion, it's a dollar amount.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then looking ahead, I am losing one crew member, too, so...
So... Just out of curiosity, so approximately what do we spend now with the core?
You can figure about $5,000 a week for 4 or 5 members.
So that works out to be what, $60,000 contract approximately?
For that long weeks, 30 weeks?
No. Oh, how many weeks you said?
12 weeks.
12 weeks times 5, so $60,000.
Yeah.
So we would need a new contract? I mean, I'm just trying to understand what the...
So how it works is I have a 14-week contract with the Corps.
Okay.
That's one contract. And that technically is... I can have them do whatever I want, but I typically have them just rescape.
And how far into the 14-week contract are we currently in?
We have 2 weeks in May and then 2 weeks in June.
Okay, so we're almost at the end of it then.
So
got it.
Start a new one in July for that 14-week. But if we want to contract them for a specific project... Clipper or what have you, and I want guaranteed weeks.
You would have to increase the contract.
Correct.
Understand. Okay, just trying to understand.
Yeah.
Do you see a value in that at that point, that far into the summer, given the growing season and just kind of...
I mean, we can wait to see approach, and then if June next month comes around, we're still swamped with weeds and grass and the such. For further out lead time,
sure.
That way they can hire as they need.
So I think in the future, when we budget, we're going to plan for weed season. So I don't know if we've really done that so much in the past, but starting in March, we're going to start watching. We're going to budget for weed season.
Sure.
Starting around February, we'll start watching the weather. March is rainy. Sometimes it's not, and then that's when we'll probably. Get the core out here to help just mitigate all of this weed issue that we're having, especially after the rains and the hot weather. It's just running like gamebusters. These weeds are growing so fast. It's very difficult for a crew or two now to maintain the
No doubt.
So I think we're going to do that. And then the next item, when we get to discussion, Bill does have a proposal to bring to you about having the core possibly help us finish Clipper Drive.
Okay.
It is taking a little bit of long time to do, and we're going to be down a member.
I was jumping ahead a little bit. I was just trying to walk through exactly. Ultimately, if there's, it sounds like you have something to propose, but what I was going to say is if there's more resources needed, given to things, externalities that we weren't anticipating, you know, let's, don't be afraid to come back and say, hey.
Yeah. It's, and he is number three.
In response to the loading up in weed season, so in other words, we have a 14-week contract, fiscal year contract with the Corps. I could say, I would rather have you 3 or 4 weeks in March and April, and then we can phase down to 1 or 2 and whatever so long. So I think that'll be the plan.
Because we're talking about.
Okay. So then he's going to come back up and talk about it in a different.
Yes, in a
different
way. Okay.
F3.
F3, sorry.
Okay. The one was just giving you an update, the other was going to ask you for money.
Nice. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, let me open up to public comments. Terry, did you have, you wanted to ask about Clipper Drive, I believe?
I can't hear you.
You wanted to ask about Clipper Drive?
Yes.
Public comments is your chance.
Okay.
Please step.
Did he just say that they stopped working on Clipper Drive because of money?
No.
Why did they stop working on Clipper Drive?
That's not what he said. There's been a delay in the progress on Clipper Drive.
Okay, for how long? I didn't hear that.
We'll be out next week.
Okay.
Two guys out.
Well, before we get to the update, let me ask another question, Bill. So, going back 6 months ago, how much of a delay do you think you have? Is, has it been a 10% delay or 20%?
Let's throw in the, we only got 1 week a month during.
Yeah, yeah, no.
We're probably 3 months
behind. Okay.
At least 8 months before it'll get done.
There's a lot. It's going to be a multi-stage project.
I thought we had the money all for that a long time ago.
It's not
a big pile of money.
It's not about the money. It's actually about the time and the resources. It's not. It's definitely not about the money. We do have the money, and it's saved, and it's earmarked for that project.
I didn't understand what you just said.
Terry,
do you have a microphone there?
Terry, so the project has been budgeted. There's enough money to finish the project. What we're discussing now is expediting it, potentially.
Okay.
So because of the amount of rain and the amount of weeds that were not anticipated, and because Bill's crew got shortened by one individual, now we have a resource issue of trying to have enough personnel to finish the project based on the original schedule.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Well, yes, except that it's not getting done.
And that's what we're talking about, how to expedite it.
Right.
So what,
and it's been going on for, when did they first start over? When did they first lay all those pallets full of tile?
For the purpose of this meeting, to keep it productive moving, I'd be more than happy to sit down with you after the meeting, and we could talk about all the whole course of that. Fair enough?
Okay.
Okay. Any other public comments? Right. Then we will close public comments, and we'll go to discussion items of the installation of fencing and gating at the community center.
Yes, this item will be going before the entire board tonight. I approached last meeting. I had some more information. We decided to get some quotes regarding the fencing around the pickleball tennis courts. Since this incident, we did have another incident where people did come on the grounds. They ripped their fencing down on the south side again. So staff had just had some concerns about making sure our area is fenced off so we don't get people trespassing, get kids in here, something happening. And then as far as the trespassing that I'm referring to, staff does have concerns if we have people here that the grounds are closed, people hop the fence, go through the gate, and they're in the tennis course, something would happen to them, or pickleball course, wherever. There's no staff here on site when the gates are closed to monitor what's occurring on our property. So that'll be going before the board tonight, but I wanted to bring it back in front of the committee, just so if you have any questions.
So fundamentally, what are the fundamental changes? I mean, I see the diagrams and the quotes, but what's the fundamental change? Is it coming up higher? Or is it just new fence?
No. So this is actually going to be new fence along the south side. It's wrought iron. It's rotted out. Basically.
Okay. Yeah.
So that needs to be changed. It's going to be the same fencing as we have on the north side of our property and extended out. Okay. There is some other fencing out there that doesn't need to be replaced on the far north side that goes east. So that's the fencing that needs to be replaced. The gates is a separate item, and that would stop individuals or hopefully deter individuals from getting into the tennis courts, pickleball courts when our grounds are closed.
Do we need to do anything with signage about liability for damages, or do we have that all shored up?
I don't know if we need that. I mean, I think it's written in statute if someone damaged our property and we prosecuted them or we took them to court civilly, we try to recoup our monies that way. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we're looking to change is on the fence, it has no trespassing. I'm butchering this a little bit, basically saying no trespassing unless it's during hours of operation. Well, if we're closed, so we're going to actually replace that sign that when the gates are closed, no trespassing.
Okay.
And we're in the process of getting that done.
One of the issues I see, well, just a little frustrating because of timing, because that potentially, that section that we're talking about over here in the front, potentially could be the new area that we'd be ripping apart anyways for...
The GM already has thought of that, and what we would do is repurpose that fence.
So we wouldn't... Okay.
If need be, we'd repurpose it.
So it wouldn't be a waste then, so we could...
No, it's chain link fence and the poles.
Sure.
Even if we just needed to replace the poles, we could roll back the chain link fence.
Well, yeah, I'm always... If something's destroyed or deteriorated and needs to be replaced, I'm for that. Just hate to spend money if we're going to then tear something out. Mm-hmm. The other fencing, though, I'm just confused what the other fencing is for.
One's fencing and one's a gate.
What are the gates for then?
So the gates are, so basically if someone's driving by here and someone's on the tennis courts or pickleball courts, you're not going to see them unless you physically come into the property.
Okay.
So this would deter people from getting into those courts when our grounds are closed.
But we already have gates at the grounds.
I'm talking about actually at the courts.
I understand. I'm just trying to understand what value those are going to add at this point.
Well,
is it because, so we had two incidences, right? Is it what that kind of prompted this?
Well, I think we have a lot more than we know of.
Okay, but so we have two that we know of.
Yes.
So is the problem a security issue, or is the problem a staffing issue and not having the building open up, the grounds open to prevent that from happening?
Holidays as well, when we're closed 6 days a year,
right?
It's happening then too. So it's both. It's a combination.
Again, I'm just talking out loud here, and I'm not saying I'm against or for any of this, but I just want to make sure we spend money smartly.
I think we think the fencing is more of a requirement, and the gates are an option if the board would like to go and do something a little bit more secure.
Okay.
So to your point, the people that are hopping the fence can probably, even though it's going to be a taller fence, we'll be able to climb that. There's a population that's ripping down our fence over here that's coming in that I don't think would be able to do that. Is it going to stop everyone? No, but I think it would be a deterrent. And I think when people are on our property, when nobody's here, if someone were to get hurt or have a medical emergency.
I'm going to agree with that. I don't want to monopolize this. I'll let you chime in too, but deterrence sometimes could be have a very negative connotation to it, and that's all. This is not a prison, but
no, we're trying to keep people out, not keep people in.
Yeah.
Here we are. Good point.
Michael, did you have anything else?
No. That I think I understand. I'll do some more reading before the.
So for today, we're just talking about it, and then we'll go to the board and.
This is the board meeting tonight.
The request I will make, though, is, and I don't know if I need to make it at the board meeting later, is if we could separate those two into two different items, mm-hmm. instead of one item, mm-hmm. and that way the board can decide on each individually.
Yeah.
They feel
I believe they are in the separate. Yeah. They're separate.
Bob, I'm sure you got some public comments about this. You wanna...
I do. I suggest that you take the money that you're proposing.
Could you please come up to the, just for formality and for the cameras?
You got cameras on. The, my suggestion is that you think about the money that you would spend on gates and hire staff to be here those times that people want to be here. This is a public place. There's a lot of thought. Some of it, you know, there's a couple of years, a couple of days during the year, Christmas Day, those kind of things maybe. That. So that's kind of a overall reaction I've got thinking about it. I told Alan that the when I first saw it, I guess I thought it was so that you wouldn't have to stack up the bathrooms there when you had a public event and wanted to keep the kids and stuff off the courts, which kind of made sense to me. But if we do it, particularly the one between the pickleball courts and the tennis courts, we want those, we would want to see the gates be sure to be able to fold back against the fence, because that's a major thoroughfare when we're playing, but in the tournaments particularly. That area needs to be wide open, and so whatever the gate, it said sliding gates, and it didn't quite make sense. They didn't draw sliding gates, but I assume, and Alan said they're, you know, in his head, they're not sliding gates either. So that's my, those are my comments that, so do you want me to stay up and talk about the solar, or do you want me to go back?
No, well, because we'll, okay. It's not a far walk, though, is it?
It's not, but I'm willing to do it.
Are there any other public comments? Okay, then we'll close public comments. Okay, very good. Then we'll discuss this or tonight at the regular board meeting. All right, item two.
So I'll just quickly just give a quick background because Director Callahan wasn't on this committee. In the past, the pickleball group asked us to, if they could put in electrical back to their court so that they can get a ball machine going and some other things that they like for equipment. We replaced the electrical panel on tennis court number one, and then we had a couple issues with the electrical going back to the pickleball courts. So they came up with another solution, and that solution is to put solar panels, I believe, on their shed. It's their shed. So I'll let Bob then explain that entire process for you.
Hey Bob, can you please come to the podium? Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you know, when we had various discussions about getting power there, and somebody actually in the RV world said, why don't we just put solar on it? And so I did some investigation about that there are people selling kits, off-grid kits of all sizes, actually. And so we haven't really got into buying any, or, you know, we realized that we could put, it appears, the solar that we would need to do, or we would fit on top, would be four. Basically, if you want to visualize it, four panels that people would put on their roofs, about that size. And it's room for it. They would be built a little frame that they would sit on, so they would be up in the back. But so they would, you know, they'd just be on top of the shed, and then we would put whatever is the proper material inside to provide 110 volt with batteries and an inverter, a converter, I guess it's called. So we have not investigated it. It turns out we have a fellow that plays pickleball fairly regularly with us. He happens to be on a 3-month RV trip. But we would probably use his advice, because he's a retired engineer, but he's told me that he's been interested in solar ever since he got out of, or in college, even though I don't think he worked in that world, but I saw what he did to his trailer, and he's obviously knows what he's doing and putting in the same kind of equipment, similar equipment that we would be talking about. So that's kind of really all I have to, you know, propose. And so we would, I guess we're looking for endorsement by that we would, that it would be okay to do it. Let anybody, any questions, I guess.
Mike, any questions?
No, I mean, obviously, you'd have to see that the solar panels would provide enough power with the batteries, right? I mean, you guys play infrequently enough that I think that you would be able to charge back up in between uses pretty effectively.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I think, yeah. For the stuff that's there all year, I'm confident that there's plenty.
Yeah.
The one issue is our tournaments. When we have a computer and a printer and that kind of stuff to run, I'm just not fully aware of the consumption of those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's ways to obviously optimize that, not using laser printers, for example. Things
right.
that have a
yeah.
drum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. No, I mean, it sounds reasonable. Obviously, the
yes.
town would need to be comfortable with liability and all that.
Absolutely. And so Bob and I will work together and be subject to conditions of approval. But once they find the model or whatever solar items that they would like, we'll work together and make sure that they're safe and compliant and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, and there may be fire suppression.
Yes, I was thinking of that too. Yeah. I was thinking of that as well.
Everybody's got to get their piece.
Yes.
Well, I know the town and the people have been working very well together on these little projects, so I don't see any issues moving forward, and I don't think the board will have any issues moving forward. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Any public comments? Hearing none. Oh, then let's go back to the Clifford Drive discussion. Terry, pay attention.
I'm still
there. Okay. We'll go back to Clifford Drive.
So I think Brian hit it on the head earlier. This was a discussion on expediting the project, not in terms of budget. But with an expediting of the project, it comes money. But in terms of the budget, I forecasted it out. We're trending pretty close to on budget as it is if we want to do the status quo. Having a look at the kind of a lead time of looking ahead of what else we have to do this summer into the fall, I do have to spend labor dollars at Cornell to fulfill the grant.
Mm-hmm.
We have some small projects on Keats Court, still working on the Ravenswood Splash Pad, new playgrounds going in at Regatta.
Fencing in Zone 9.
What's that?
Fencing in Zone 9.
So we have quite a few things going on. So the discussion is, do we want to expedite the project? And expediting the project, we could... earlier I mentioned $5,000 per week, approximately. If we wanted expedited catch up, 10 weeks, almost 3 months, it's $50,000.
Well, here's where my brain's going to take a little while to process all this. I don't know what the right level and the right amount is. Is it a 3 month expedition or is it a 1 month expedition?
Just thinking of us approximately being 3 months behind. So.
Sure, no. So basically, $20,000 a month. At $20,000, we'll pick up 1 month of savings of time.
Yeah.
I might not be saying it right, but something like that.
Option B is I could use the core when I can, keep the status quo, keep really close tabs to the budget. At that point, say we're 3/4 done, maybe then it's time to ask for those monies.
Again, my biggest concern is, I think you get a lot of projects, and I'm concerned if we say, well, let's just wait and see, then the 3 months might be 6 months. No fault of the crew or anything like that, but just that's how things work. That's just how the deal works. So, I think we should come back to the board, and I don't know what the rest of the board feels comfortable with, but if it's truly going to pick up, I mean, at the end of the day, we don't want to spend money and it's still and we didn't have a significant savings. All right, so... talking out loud. So right now, if we don't do anything, what is your estimated completion date with the current?
The fall of this year.
Fall of this year. So that's...
I would say late fall. Probably.
June, July, August, September, October.
Yeah.
So 7-8 months potentially.
Yeah.
All right. If we bring in the core, we could shave that down to 3 to 4 months?
4 months.
4 months. And that would be above and beyond any other planned usage of the core for the rest of the year.
Correct. So okay. We still have a continuing streetscape contract, upping maybe a couple weeks to, you know, load up in the spring. But yeah, that would be a separate.
But that money is already budgeted for, or would that be another amount?
The core budget?
Yeah.
You mean the typical 14?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, so that's already taken. Okay. Mike, do you have any...
The only thing I was thinking, so, and this may not be an answerable question, but with you going down one staff member, and that's not a replace, there's no replacement in that, right? So was that a planned? I probably know the answer to this, but I don't remember.
That was not a planned leave.
Okay, it was not a planned leave. So there will be some recoup in that salary.
Correct.
So it would be interesting to see the cost to see what it would take to get you to that 4 month completion time.
Yep.
And then also as an added fact, the salary savings from a departed employee, those may offset somewhat. They won't offset exactly, but that reduces the cost, you're supplementing staff.
Correct, yeah, we've had this discussion.
So it's no longer-
Can we clarify a little bit something? Because we're talking about supplementing staff as a regular ongoing maintenance basis, and then separate out a particular project.
Correct.
So I think with the leaving of one staff, we were thinking of using those salary funds to get some more core time for maintenance.
Okay.
Not necessarily for the Clipper Drive project solely. And what we were going to do is ask for more funds to actually, from the Hoffman money, to be able to supplement Clipper Drive and move it along, progress it a little bit faster.
So it would be interesting to see all of that as a package.
It would be, yeah. And we might not have to use all the funds that were granted to us from the Hoffman money. Correct.
Because all of it offsets somewhere.
The reason we brought in the core for the 14 was
So I would love to see a proposal to get the timing down to that 4 month window,
okay.
What it would cost, where the offsets are, what you're talking about, just kind of see the whole picture.
So then if we do it that route, then this would come back in front of the board, what, in a month?
Hopefully the next board meeting, if we build it all together that fast.
Okay.
Yeah. So yep, that's what we're planning, is the next board meeting.
Again, timing is
of
issue, so.
Because I know you're struggling with upkeeping all of the weeds that are coming up on Clipper while you have the project going on, and I mean, we all know how bad it looks.
No.
Yeah.
Horrible.
You didn't make it rain, though.
So, but going back to those, just as far as the update's concerned, so all the metal structures are in, those are all done.
Yeah.
I see you have all the cement, stone, seating area, those are all ready to be put in.
Yeah.
What's going on with the solar lighting? Has everybody ordered those yet, or is that still
I've not ordered them yet, but I have a line item budgeted for those.
Okay. Which is still part of the original budget of the project.
The original budget.
Got it. Well, I've got nothing but compliments from the section that you have done, so there's a lot of positive. I think it came, but what we're trying to accomplish and the budget we're working off of, I think it's fantastic. So let you and your team know. That's appreciated.
Yeah.
Terry, do you have any public comments, or anyone else have any public comments?
Well, I'm confused. You were saying just a moment ago that you were really happy with what was done and with the amount of money that we have in the budget for that. But I was under the impression that over a year ago that we had dedicated lots of money to doing Clipper and to finish Clipper, to start it and finish it. No.
Well, actually, if you want to go back in time, we originally applied for a grant money. It was it was going to be $1 million, incredible, but we didn't get the grant money. So. So we move forward with what the existing funds that we had available for that project.
Yeah.
So nothing's changed. Again, all we're trying to do at this point is decide whether we want to expedite it or just it'll let the project go at its current pace.
And seems to be that if we let it go at the current rate.
Pace.
Yeah.
At the current pace.
Pace, rate, whatever. It's questionable it'll ever get done.
That one. I have a higher probability that it will get done. So, any other public comments? Maybe online? Okay.
And the only other thing I wanted to talk about, and you said we were going to talk about it during the Clipper deal, is we spent all this money re-landscaping all up and down Discovery Bay Boulevard. Okay? Just recently, within the last 2 years.
Okay, like 4 years, 5 years?
That's
about
2 or 3.
So, yeah. Well, why don't you stick around, and that way we could adjourn the meeting, and then we could have an offline conversation, because we're kind of going off topic here at this point, and going off agenda. Fair enough?
Okay.
All right, Michael, do you have anything else?
No, thanks.
Yep. Okay, any future agenda items?
2 weeks from the board meeting.
Yeah, so I guess the only future agenda item would be potentially coming back with a
proposal.
A proposal, yeah.
Perfect. All right, with that being said, then 5:11, we'll adjourn the meeting.